Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of January 3rd, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We are a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
Happy New Year, everyone. If you're like us, you're resolving to dig out of the backlog of games you picked up in 2009, and possibly earlier.
This week's releases:
Bayonetta for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Darksiders for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Divinity 2 for PC and Xbox 360.
Fast Food Panic for DS.
And My Fitness Coach 2 for Wii.
Also, PS3 owners should get Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot Borderlands DLC on Thursday, January 7th.
This is the latest information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary of game releases will be posted Monday morning. Last week's releases:
Highlander for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
And Jungle Style Pinball, Thor, and Train Conductor for iPhone. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week's giveaway is a classic hack-and-slash RPG that still rivals the recently raved-about Torchlight. To be fair, as Invader Sill noted via Twitter, Gas-Powered Games had about 20 more employees than Runic, which did a good job with what they had. No argument there. But given a choice, which game would you want to play? The correct answer, of course, is both. As Onyx Primal shared via Twitter, be it Torchlight, Diablo 2, Sacred, or Champions RTA, I love lootin'. That's what matters. Loot. Dungeon Siege does have a few more bells and whistles. Rich party and inventory management, no load screens, which contributed to me playing until morning more than once back in 2002, and online and LAN co-op multiplayer, and lots of loot. One lucky winner can take the Torchlight Challenge and see how 2002 compares with 2009 firsthand. If you win, we'd love to hear how you think it compares.
Enter at BusyGamerNews.com by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, January 7th.
Last week's winners:
Shast won SSX Tricky.
And Travis won Elf Bowling.
Comment of the week: Gizmo Gadget, who, alas, didn't win Elf Bowling, but did score a copy of Peggle with some bonus PopCap swag a few weeks ago, shared this: "Put me in for Elf Bowling. I would love to knock down a few of those little buggers. While I was playing Santa a few days ago, one of those little buggers tripped me. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. By the way, thanks for the package from a few weeks ago. My service dog absolutely loves the little fuzzballs you included. The look she gets on her face is, it must die. If you'd like a fluffy chisel of your very own, we're still looking for the right moment to give a bunch of them away. Keep an eye on Game Watcher's Twitter for a warning shortly before we post our next instant win opportunity."
Not much news this week, but we did stumble across a brilliant download that you'll want to get right away, just in case the suits at Nintendo decide that a free public domain recording with real instruments of the complete musical score from The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time somehow interferes with their plans for world domination via cute mascots and great game mechanics. They already forced the removal of a Legend of Zelda tribute film called Hero of Time, so it's not a stretch to believe that this might be construed as a similar breach of copyright.
Some of the songs are quite short, like this one that you'll instantly recognize if you grew up playing Ocarina of Time.
Or this familiar theme, which is no doubt seared into your brain for better or for worse.
The full 82-track score includes nearly 2 hours of music. At least when we recorded this, you could download the 162 megs of zipped MP3s from ZREOmusic.com.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick of a heart.
We've played a lot more Borderlands since last week's podcast, and it's a good thing we stuck with it, because there's really a great game hiding under the surface. Unfortunately, it's buried under poor UI and even more confusing game elements and challenges. If we had rented it, we probably would have sent it back before realizing how good it is once you get going.
To save you the pain we endured, here are some helpful tips.
Loot respawns each time you quit and reload the game, so clear out the containers again until you're financially secure. Sell cheap weapons once you're sure you won't need them.
Once you get a shield, use it like the one Master Chief has in Halo. When it's down, duck behind cover until it recharges.
If you see Fight for Your Life on the screen, you can't move, but you can still shoot. If you take out an enemy, you'll get a second wind.
You can heal co-op buddies, but make sure the area is clear of enemies. You'll just have to restart the process if you're hit. Better to have your buddy respawn than for you to join him down on the ground.
Learn your weapons. It took forever to realize that repeaters take pistol ammo.
Here's the most important one. When you put your crosshairs over an enemy, it says what level they are. If they're more than 1 to 2 levels above you, leave and come back when you've leveled up. The game throws a level 11 boss called Bonehead at you way too early, and our level 7 bullets barely made a dent in him. That's right. The same weapons do far less damage when your enemies are much higher level than you. It doesn't make sense to us either.
For more tips, read our December 29th article at BusyGamerNews.com. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory. What we're playing.
So I finished Assassin's Creed 2 this week, and the good news is you can go back into the game and do anything that you didn't do while you were in there already. The bad news is that it's really not terribly interesting once you've finished it the first time. In my case, I've left a lot of chests unopened. There's some assassination contracts that I'm never going to do because I tried for weeks and weeks to do them, and I'm not going to do it now. And frankly, Borderlands has caught my attention, so I am moving on. But there is some hope that I will eventually get a particular achievement, because when my son is 15, I'm going to sit him down with the Xbox 360 and make him do the mission I can't finish.
So I had a request from Tim via Twitter for Dragon's Age Origins impressions. I've only just cleared the origin story for my city elf, whose wedding was crashed by some humans who believe elven females exist only for their personal amusement. After showing them the error of their ways, I nearly started a war between the elves and the humans. But instead, I was sent off to become a Grey Warden, which, I suspect, is what happens regardless of which intro story you choose. Overall, it's a solid RPG that reminds me a little of the Uncharted games in how it weaves action and cutscenes together. If only the acting were of the same caliber. It's weak, though not terrible. You can map special attacks to buttons. I quickly became fond of a shield smash move that dazed my opponents, giving me time for a few extra attacks, and I just unlocked a skill that permits me to shoot my bow at short range. Early on, I'd have to run away to get some distance to shoot, otherwise I'd be interrupted and do no damage at all. Melee weapons work best until then. I neglected to mention last week that we got into the Mod Nation Racers beta preview, though there's really not that much to report. You can try a few races, but the meat of the game, all of the car customization and level creation, is strictly off-limits. You don't even get a little taste. So we tried a few races, but still don't know whether we'll get this game. I've also been playing a lot of Arachnodoodle on the iPhone, which is a little like Peggle, only with a spider who shoots across the screen collecting pegs to weave his web on. At the end of each level, it tests your web by sending a bunch of bugs through it. Not bad for a dollar. Ravensword, the iPhone first-person RPG, is down to $5, but only for a limited time. I've only just started it, but it plays great and looks to be worth the price.
DLC highlights.
The past week's WiiWare includes Castlevania The Adventure Rebirth, Eat, Fat, Fight, Magic Obelisk, and Rabbids Lab, plus Pilot Wings for Super NES was released on the Virtual Console.
The latest DSiWare additions were Arcade Hoops Basketball, Glow Artisan, Master of Illusion Express Psychic Camera, The Oregon Trail, and Sudoku Sensei.
The PlayStation Store was on vacation, so no new DLC for PS3 or PSP, but don't forget to grab the preload for the MAG public beta, which starts tomorrow, January 4th.
Xbox 360 gamers had a light week with no new arcade game. Sob, Doom 2 has officially slipped to 2010. But you can get Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot, which adds arena combat for $10 to Borderlands.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL.game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and the Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
Also, please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We've been stuck at 7 ratings for more than a month now.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
You say Sudoku, I say Sudoku. Let's call the whole thing off. Maybe we should try having the margaritas before we tape.